Our hobbies include holding a bar stool for someone and helping someone who didn't know they needed help pick a beer. This is The Perfect Pour.
Gold. Hey, this is The Perfect Pour. It's Crap Beer Show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, he's back.
Whoa.
Industry insider Matt the Bearded Brewer 87 is back. We're going to have all kinds of fun this week. Oh, man, the voicemails coming in hard and fast all week. I've been noticing them. I'm like, oh, whoa. And then later on, we're going to give you some beers to look out for and show you what the hell we were drinking last week, maybe. And then we got some beer culture-related stuff we're going to talk about. All that, we're going to have all kinds of fun. We're going to be drinking lots of beers, all donated beers to the show this week and pretty much every week from here on out. We got a full fridge. The fridge mic is ready. And we're ready to go on the first beer we're opening up on the show.
Were you looking for this? Hold on. It'll play eventually.
Is from Keith.
I love gold.
Oh, good job, Matt. Save the day.
There you go.
That was it.
That's quite the delay.
This is donated to the show by Keith. Keithisms. This is Cart. It's a triple IPA.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
That's...
We're not fucking around.
Are you okay?
We had a lot of sound problems earlier, and we're late getting to this recording. Oh, so we
session season,
get
huh?
for it.
It's, yeah, session season, bro.
By Brewery Bavana. Brewery Bavana in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's going to be around the table from left to right of your podcast style. Mm-hmm. I've given it to Matt. Missed out on all the drinking last week. He's got to catch up.
Oh, I listened. Don't worry.
We also, during our tailgating session before the show, we had a beer donated to us by Florida Steve from Due South Brewing in Florida. Citrified Pale Ale.
Citrified.
I like that beer. That was one of my favorite Due South beers I've had.
Hmm.
You guys had any... You remember that Citrified? From an hour ago now.
You know what I like about IPAs?
What?
They keep getting younger and I stay the same age.
I keep my mind. That was a good beer. And we also had one donated to the show by our Colorado reps. Ooh. Colin and Janine. Crooked Stave. Do you even zest?
Do you?
It definitely had zest.
Hazy IPA. Double, too. I was hiding the double well. I like that beer as well. And then another donated beer. This one from Benj Clark. Benj from Nebraska, now from Marin or Santa Rosa County. S&M IPA from Robber's Cave. The Robber's Cave series from Blue Blood Brewing Company, S&M IPA, juicy, piney, earthy.
Mm.
I thought that was excellent as well. You remember that one, guys?
But this cart. Let's talk about this cart.
All right. Let's talk about that cart. Those are all the beers we've got in us so far.
It's got your maltiness that you've craved.
No, but it's got a nice citrusy, sharp bite on the top end.
It's hiding that triple well.
And it's a little hazy, but not too hazy.
Mmm. That's a good beer.
Where is my malt? What'd you do with my malt?
You don't need malt anymore.
Now I'm worried about it.
I wasn't worried about it,
but Matt brought it up. Now I'm worried about it.
No. Where's malt my needed. Malt? No, don't need it.
Where? What'd you do with them? Louis?
Took them away.
Did you eat my malt? I'm looking at him. He's not answering me.
So there, we're four beers in. We've opened four so far.
It'll get you
drunk. We've only just gotten started. We're in the first hour. Let's kick back. Let's enjoy.
Feels like the second hour.
for us. We had about a half hour of technical difficulties that no one else seems to have. Again, I never hear technical difficulties from anybody. At least they don't complain about it like I do.
Oh, there's the
there's a difference. I actually complain about it on the air.
Professionalism.
People love to hear that.
I hear it's great.
So let's get into some culture. Matt, you've missed out on a week of culture. You must have things.
culture. Clovis sucks.
Well, duh.
So
this just in, the most obvious news ever. Clovis sucks.
So if you notice throughout town, this is kind of a culture thing. So it's they're switching lights from regular incandescent bulbs or halogen bulbs or whatever, mercury bulbs, whatever they are, to LED. And a couple months back, I was driving out to House of Pendragon in Clovis, and you can go down Willow Avenue, and the east side of the road is Clovis, and the west side of the road is Fresno. And I noticed all the way down the 2.5 mile stretch I took of Willow, on the east side of the street, all the lights were LED, and all the west side, Fresno side, they were all regular bulbs. And I was like, okay, somebody went through and drove down one side and replaced them. You know, it's cool. But then went by there 2 months later, still the same way. Hasn't changed.
We haven't gotten to them, man.
Yep. So I was just like, fucking Clovis.
We don't have the budget that Clovis has.
With all their town budget, they can just go all LED.
Yep.
Nobody cares.
They don't have anything else to do over there.
Ours are replaced as they're knocked down and plowed over by rogue motorists.
You got to plow it over for us to replace that.
Yeah. So it's like first they're taking breweries and now they're going green. And just
They're going to
town.
So all those business taxes are paying for new LEDs, huh?
Yeah.
They're going to, they might challenge Fresno for us. Breweries and within city limits.
Mm-hmm. They're trying.
Apparently, apparently it's a little easier to open things up in Clovis.
Cue when the signs turn brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around.
And then another little local thing, and then I'll get to some more broad stuff. I found out that Popolo's has a really good happy hour special. You get a mini pizza and a beer for $10. Didn't know if you guys knew that, but it's a good deal.
Feels like I think I knew it, but I don't.
So if you're looking for between 3 and 6, you're looking for something, make sure to go in there and get one of those. And then this
is that during the week or weekends? Get that on the weekends? Can I get that deal on the weekends?
I think so.
All right, maybe.
I think they should offer a pineapple and Canadian bacon and beer for $9.
I'd buy that.
They'd have to sell it, get rid of the pineapple.
Ooh. Return fire.
All right. So, Mikey, I've been in your house a couple times. I've seen your kitchen.
What? We let you in there?
What are some appliances that you have on your counter?
Coffee maker.
Okay.
Toaster.
Okay.
What else is on there? The big one of those big industrial mixer things, you know, those old school
food processor type deal.
That's tucked away.
Okay,
we have one of those big mixers, you know, dough mixing things,
like a KitchenAid.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. So you have a coffee maker. So you're a quarter of the way there. What if I told you there was a brewer that could an appliance that could not only do coffee, but it could do tea, it could do kombucha, it could do sodas, it could do beer. Would this appliance interest
all
you?
All in one device?
All in one device.
Sounds interesting. Interesting.
So it's currently on Kickstarter from a company called Pico, which they've been around a little bit
while. Pico Brew.
Yeah, Pico Brew. They've been around, and they sell you biodegradable tubs that have grain and you insert it into this appliance, and they have their own kegs and everything, and you can make 5 liters of beer. And not only do they pair up with over 200 breweries, they say, to get their recipes, but you could brew Ubadank from New Glory at home. They'll sell you the kit.
So the brewery works with these guys to give them like a pod.
Yeah. So basically they'll say, this is how we make our beer, and Pico will scale it down to their pods. So you get all the ingredients there. It's about $30. You can make 5 liters, and then you have this machine and you just follow their steps. But I'll give you I'll let them do a little bit of talking here. They have a video from their Kickstarter. Of course. Now it's going to have to be.
Let's help those puppies find a good home. In other news, Pico Brew of Seattle, Washington continues to shatter Kickstarter records with their newest brewing appliance, the Pico U. Pico U is designed to brew hundreds of award-winning craft beers, but now customers can brew coffee and tea drinks. Fusion drinks. Even energy and health drinks.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I'm all about that.
The new Pico U, the world's first universal brewing appliance.
Oh my gosh.
Now you can precision brew all of your favorite beverages. Wake up to precision brewed coffee.
Precision.
Or a pot of yerba mate tea.
Honey?
Then wind down with the freshest and tastiest craft beers you can imagine.
No, I don't know, honey. It's coffee.
By a single innovative kitchen appliance.
Better be precision. Precision.
You're talking over the good part. Using compostable packs or your own grounds. Make the perfect cup of coffee or tea. Brew coffee or tea at precise temperatures, or make delicious cold brew coffee with ease.
Precise.
You can even brew kombucha and hundreds of craft beers using Pico Packs. It's really up to you. If you love great craft beer, select from over 120 Pico Packs from our award-winning brewery partners around the world, or design your own custom beers. We've sold 100,000 Pico Packs since launching the Pico line in 2015. Kombucha packs and other beverages can be found
kombucha.
Here as well. Brewing with a Pico pack is easy. Simply place the compostable pack into the step filter and follow the on-screen instructions.
I'm lost. I'm
you
already lost.
I feel like I'm on an airplane. Your palate.
Instructions unclear.
What?
Got wiener stuck.
But that's not all you can craft.
What?
With the Pico U, you're free to combine your own fusion beverages.
Can it fly me to the moon?
Customize and create with high quality.
Yeah. Somebody else is talking over this?
Hey! Hey! Only we talk over things! Our thing, you son of a bitch!
Anything is possible. Cleanup is a breeze. Pico U has dishwasher-safe components and is self-cleaning, so your next drink doesn't taste like your last. This is Jim, our CSO.
Chief Science Officer.
He whipped up a few drinks on the U for some people to try. Let's see what they think.
Goji berry acai kombucha.
It's really nice.
Stop saying kombucha.
I really like that. It's refreshing.
That's awesome. There's no more words.
Oh, that's very good.
Show me the people that are like, oh, ugh, fuck.
Can I kill this?
Yeah.
Can I kill this?
Saffron, turmeric.
I'm going to down it, okay?
Okay, I'm actually surprised.
You got this on tape.
I like the taste. It tastes good.
I don't know what restaurant I'm at and I'm having this, but I'm not at home. Like, I'm somewhere else.
It makes me feel like I'm back home. I like the saffron.
Saffron IPA.
I'm not at home. I'm back home.
I'm back home. I'm a hophead. That's got great hop flavor.
That's smooth. That's good.
At Pico Brew, we've been inventing cutting-edge craft beer brewing appliances for professionals and home users since 2013. We've been awarded
been on the brewing network
with
since
many
2013.
More in the brewing space.
Wow.
With Pico U, we've leveraged our precision brewing technology and packed it into an appliance for everyone, not just craft beer fanatics. Imagine
not just those fuckers.
Cold black rice horchata.
Don't worry.
Or a crisp lemon cilantro dry soda. You just can't buy beverages like these at your grocery store. And that's what we love about the Pico U. If you can dream it, you can craft it. With endless brewing possibilities and unmatched convenience, we're excited to see what you craft.
Can I take
Pico
it to the Catalina fucking the
you,
fucking Catalina wine mixer?
You can. It comes pre-installed in your helicopter.
Wow. How much is this, Matt?
So it's on Kickstarter, so they have packages starting as low as $169.
Now what's that? Do I get one of these for $169?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
includes a Pico U mini step filter, glass brute, and a coffee filter basket.
We might have to get one of these for the perfect pour.
So
the studio.
I figured, you know, for people that are married and to make it look like buying less beer, you'd be like, oh, no, it's just a new coffee maker.
No, just making coffee.
And when they go out for a run, you could just slide the beer pot in there and just be like, oh, I'm making some cold brew. But then
you can't use coffee for 2 weeks while you're waiting for your beer.
After the beer is brewed, it goes into a keg. So then the machine's ready to use for something else.
Fine.
But like, does that have to ferment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you brew it and then you set aside.
Yeah, you put it in the smart keg.
Like
the
some stupid home brewer.
It doesn't just instantly make alcohol.
Come on! I want instant fermentation.
Let me know when that model comes out.
Yeah.
But it's literally...
Just add rubbing alcohol.
It's kind of like the Keurig of
cough, sir,
beer making. Yeah. You literally just put two pods in, slide into the machine, and hit start, and it does all that stuff for you. Then you just put it in the keg, and it has a little smart fermentation meter that links up to your cell phone, and it tells you how it's fermenting.
Better link up to my cell phone.
Yeah.
Now, can I call myself a home brewer?
Yeah, you sure can.
With this.
Yeah, so that's all we need.
Yeah, brewed. Yeah.
So that's
I've been brewing for a while, bro.
Yeah, so experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I put that pot in a month ago. It should be ready. Yeah.
So they have the Pico Z series. That one does 2.5 gallons at a time, but it's not for a single serve like coffee and stuff, which is what the U does. You could have single serve or brew up to 5 liters. But the Z series, it does 2.5 gallons. And that's the one that they're advertising to restaurants and smaller brew pubs and stuff like that. They're like, oh, you're a small brewery. You want a pilot batch stuff. Get up to 10 gallons made off of our system. They're like modular. So you just add more units up to 10 gallons.
You can make your system a 10-gallon Pico system.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, it's like $6,000, but...
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean, you could see the demo videos for those, but yeah, they're modular, stackable, and they hook direct to a keg and they'll make 2.5 gallons a time.
So interesting.
You get as crazy as you want with this, but I thought that was kind of a cool thing that's really making it easier. If somebody's tailor designing recipes, like, oh, this is the Ubadank recipe. This is in your kitchen. You hit the start button. Then you let it smart ferment, and then you serve it. I would imagine it'd get more people engaged in home brewing.
Now, I would like to talk to the Pico Brew people, if I could. Now, if you're thinking about it, you're like, hey, that might be a good idea to give these guys one of our systems, because then they'll talk about it. Yeah, it does sound like a good idea. Look what we did for the physics people. I mean, they blew up when they gave us a physics machine. Physics went skyrocketed with our amazing episode about the physics.
I forgot about that.
Oh, no. Don't forget about it. It's still here. Now.
No, I forgot how good of a job we did.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, Pico Brew guys, you don't need to go back and listen to the physics episode. Just trust us. It was an amazing episode. Physics went, their sales skyrocketed after it. So, just so you know, physics people don't talk to us anymore.
Oops.
I love gold.
I don't even know where the physics went. Where did
it go? It's over there in the other section.
It's over there in the normal storage area.
Dark section. Yep, in the regular storage area.
Sonic Foamer's still hanging around.
Yep.
Oh, that's a Sonic Foamer?
Okay.
That's a Sonic Foamer.
Yeah, that's a Sonic
Foamer. How do you forget?
Hey, Sonic Foamer.
Do we need to turn on the light show to remind you?
Sonic Foamer, they're advertising. It's paid for itself tenfold. New beer entering the show. This is from Bottle Logic Brewing and is donated to the show by the Garage Boys. It's Imperial Raspberry Stout. Oh, Jam the Radar.
Jam the Radar.
Gotta give Nick something to chew on.
We're right on time for this hot topic.
What's happening?
This beer came out like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're
right on.
There's not many of these around anymore.
That's true. We're now having rare beer.
Ninkasi, their former CEO, Nikos Ridges.
Nikos.
He is back as the CEO.
Oh, that's good.
I'm back.
They were, he had stepped down because he wanted to get, he said it was hard for him to focus on things or easily get distracted. And he wanted to be kind of more entrepreneur.
Ooh, cell phone.
Stuff like that.
Ooh, and notification.
He wanted somebody that was kind of more of a hard head leader. And I guess last year their sales had gone from 100,000 barrels to down to like, I think they dropped like 10,000 barrels versus growing. Huh. So he kind of stated that with the market uncertainty.
He's all, I'm out of here.
And
whose fault is this?
Not mine. I'm gone.
I'm leaving until you figure it out.
Turns out it was you. Oh, I'm back.
So he said with the uncertainty in the market and with him stepping down as CEO, he had delegated some of his tasks that he's now able to jump back in and kind of help the company maintain. And they also mentioned that they had brought in somebody from Bell's as far as director of sales and stuff like that. So they're hoping to kind of stabilize there a little bit, but it's just funny that he was just like, yeah, it was, you know, we're not going to look for anybody to be a CEO for any immediate future. And, we realized, shit was fucked up. So it's basically what the article read.
Shit's
so
fucked up. Still haven't had any Ninkasi from a can.
Yeah, so that should be a thing. And then speaking of cans, Bend Brewing out of Bend, Oregon, announced that they're opening a new production facility. I guess their current location's only a 7-barrel, and it has quite a lot of pressure on it. So
weak.
This new brewery
has my Pico brew?
Guys, it's weak! I got a Pico brew! Yeah! 10 gallons, bro! So they're now graduating to a 15-barrel brew system at this new place, as well as they're going to break into cans. So I'm hoping that if Bend Brewing ends up in cans, maybe we can get a hold of some of those.
Yes. Bend to cans.
Looking out for it.
So, wow, raspberries prominent in that.
What do you think of this bottle logic we got, Nick?
The raspberries taste like raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It's pretty good.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Hints of fruit.
It's probably the best raspberry flavor I've had.
But it's not too extracty.
It's not medicine-y.
That's a proper term.
Yeah, sure.
Extracty. Like that. You know, Mr. Beer Kit extract.
Oh, man, Mr. Beer Kit. Mr.
The original homebrew.
Wonder what Mr. Beer Kit thinks of this Pico brew, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Shots fired.
What do you say, Mr. Beer Kit? Doesn't have an opinion.
No, apparently not.
Hmm.
There's a mirror.
Mr. Beer his mic's Kit turned
in,
off.
In the studio that Matt was pointing to.
Yeah. We're not on camera.
Can't you see?
No.
I'm pointing to it.
Nope. Nobody wants to watch this.
Oh, people do.
Oh, gosh. Crazy, baby. What else? What else?
Those are my news things. All maybe right. Maybe the brother has some news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nick.
Oh. Oh, sorry. That was my fault.
Wow.
Yes, it wasn't my fault.
Shit.
I was like, ah,
he's,
shit.
He's trying to sabotage my news.
What's happening now?
You boys better get out of my tool shit. You know it's good for you.
Yeah, tools. Now, we have tools.
Make sure you wipe them down nice and good when you're done with them.
He said wipe.
Stroke them real hard, if you know what I mean.
We're bringing back Beavis and Butthead references for like the fifth time in human history.
Yeah, we decided during the tailgate that was a great idea.
Yeah, we're like, Beavis and Butthead.
Needs to be done. Next is Ren and Stimpy.
Nice. Nice pull.
All right. Arguably the most metal day in craft beer. Can you guess what it is?
Six. Six?
No, that would have been good. Somebody should write them a letter. Dark Lord Day, May 19th.
Dark Lord Day.
2018. Three Floyds Brewing, Munster, Indiana. Your ticket includes festival admission, metal show,
You have metal show here?
Yes, we have very metals. 4 bottles of 2018 Dark Lord Russian Style Imperial Whoa. Stout. 1 bottle of no. rare 2018 Dark Lord variant. Huh? And a tote bag.
Oh. Fuck and yeah. a tote?
Whoa, you just sold me. I was like,
I know.
I was wavering. I was like, wait. You're like, yeah, I think maybe I'm going to go home. Wait, bro. Tote bag. Oh, yes. We have a Dark Lord in the fridge. Should we open that up?
It's Dark Lord Day. Let's do that.
Oh, my
It'll
God.
It'll follow this so raspberry serious. Very nicely.
It's so serious. Let's sit on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe hour two. Dark Lord. I was thinking.
We have that many voicemails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of voicemails.
That's the one sound clip I don't have.
I'll get it back here in a minute. Will you call me tonight?
Will you call me tonight?
Leave me a voicemail.
All right. Here's one for all the kids.
All you hazy kids.
All you hazy kids. CBD beers.
I don't care for weed.
CBGBs? That place closed.
CBGB beers.
Isn't that the weed beer?
Yes, it's the weed extract.
Yep. It's not THC. It's not going to get you all it psychedelic.
It does not Boo. Alter your mind.
Boo! I need my mind altered.
They take the pain-killing element of the weed out and put this now in beer. So,
oh, they put in beer. Oh.
You get the buzz and you get the... feeling that you could do anything.
I can conquer anything.
The hold.
You're just high, man.
The hold my beer level just escalated. You will feel nothing.
Oh, my beer.
You will now be able to plow through a wall and not feel anything.
Oh, my beer. I can ride again. No more arthritis.
You can recreate the Karate Kid chop through ice block.
Oh, Cobra Kai. On YouTube Red right now.
And not feel a damn thing.
Reminds me of a meme. I saw
Everything
the other day.
Reminds me of a meme.
Speaking, because sometimes workplaces drug test. It's all getting urine test results. It's all, you tested positive for opiates. Me, probably the bagel I had. And they're all, and THC, cocaine, steroids, and you're pregnant. It's all, it was an everything bagel.
Yes. That's what that means.
Yes.
Damn it.
So now somebody's going to be like, well, I did have a bagel the other day. Or do you have those CBD beers, huh?
I've been pregnant twice this week then.
Wow. Jeez, man. Settle down.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
I mean, maybe I'm closed-minded, but I don't know. When somebody goes, oh, check out this CBD beer, I feel like it's somebody that I would not take that recommendation from. if you can kind
oh,
of
you just made that list.
That quality individual. Yeah. Yeah. I'm good.
I'm not condoning this behavior. I'm just saying it's on a menu of a local craft beer establishment here in Fresno.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
What? Where?
Local
you can't say?
Craft beer establishment, sir. Mm. Well, I don't know. I don't want to get them in trouble because still
could get them in trouble.
CBD is on the illicit drug list. It's still federally banned. So
even in places where pot is legal?
Well, yes, because it's still federally banned, sir, as I said a minute ago.
But I mean, like state. Like if Oregon, California, we're kind of mixed bag right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But
now.
I'm saying Colorado.
So if Oregon. Oregon or Colorado, they could probably do it because.
Just be like upfront about it.
If it's on the same list as weed, then yeah. If it's stage one.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the
interesting
yeah
and
I want to try them
even if it was approved locally that it still wouldn't be legal right just because they favor
Fresno, city of Fresno doesn't allow only allows
if yeah if it's
plant six plants
until they declassify until they make the separation between CBD and actual weed they're still going to treat it the same. So mm-hmm. I'm assuming anywhere that bans weed is going to ban CBD.
Because I remember from a lead class I had, they just said between local and federal laws, they favor whichever one is more strict.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
if federal says it's illegal, they favor that. But if this local city says it's illegal, then they favor that
versus federal. CYA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cover your eyes.
Mikey's been to that seminar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's how you cover your ass.
I've been working for the man for a long time. CYC, that's all. That's how you keep your job is living your life, CYC.
Cover your crotch?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
CYA. Whatever, man.
Cover your crotch, man.
Cover your crotch. That's how I live.
Hey, Peter,
cover your ass. Peter,
man.
Cover your ass.
Ain't everybody tell you cover your crotch?
What the hell you got to cover your ass for? It's full of padding. Cover your crotch.
No, man. I think
that's what you got to
get your ass kicked for saying something like that.
Cover your crotch, man. Yeah, bro. Cover your crotch.
Oh.
Huh? I thought it was cover your ass. No, right here it's cover your crotch. You ever met Frank? He'll fucking kick you.
There's the episode name, CYC.
I think we're writing Office Space 2.
Yeah.
Call Mike Judge.
Mike Judge, please listen.
Some people have a theory that Silicon Valley is the modern day Office Space.
Mm.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I would.
And he also said that this whole series spawned from 3 months that he worked at an incubator in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, yeah. Time. That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And there's only going to be one more season, he thinks.
Wow.
Mike Judge says there's only going to be one more season, and his partner says, nah, we're going to keep going.
They did get renewed. They did get renewed for a sixth.
Yeah. Yeah, one more season. Yeah, Mike Judge says, I think we're about done. And the other guy's like, meh, ba, 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 ba.
Zip it. Zip, zip it. Zippity doo dah.
We could stretch this. Come on.
No. Tangent.
Hey, they have good beer there on that show.
I did. I was watching. It is fun to watch Silicon Valley and watch the beers. There's always Drake's.
Mm-hmm.
And then last
Old
week.
Old Rasputin.
There was some. Yeah. But last week there was something else other than Drake's. Sometimes there's Ballast Point.
Yeah, they.
That's
I thought
uncomfortable.
This last episode seemed to have a few more plugs or showcased items.
I assume Tesla is giving them a lot of money this season.
Oh,
every episode is like Tesla, Tesla, Tesla,
yep,
Tesla, 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 Tesla.
I always like how they've gone back and forth each episode with like the Apple logo. It's like they'll hide it, and then like next episode, it's Apple logos everywhere. And then next episode,
see, Apple didn't pay for that other episode.
They sponsor per episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We like this script.
They're on a per episode.
Apple could sponsor
us. They're on their Patreon page. They only donate per episode. They don't donate for the whole month. Jerks.
You what can else? Sponsor an episode of Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
Every month. We're monthly, bro.
Damn it.
You got to go whole month.
Whole month.
You can't. There is a way to trick the system, but yeah. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Because people do it. One person's done it.
Dang.
No, you can go in a month and then, yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
No more. No more of this.
Go ahead. Try it. Go on our Patreon page, patreon.com/perfectbore. Maybe you can trick the system too.
Trick the
Maybe
system.
Not.
So as discussed last week, clear beer marketing is now a thing.
We've got clear IPAs.
Clear, thanks to Bobby Bouye. He sends me Instagram that says, check this out. And the beer is called, I can't believe it's not hazy.
Yeah.
From Altamont.
Reggie Yu sent me that too. I've been seeing it for a couple weeks. Yeah. Yeah, it's got that can't believe it's not butter.
Mm-hmm.
All the lettering and logo of can't believe it's not butter, but it's can't believe it's not hazy. Yeah. So, for this old enough, we're like, I remember when can't believe it's not butter came out. Because that was back in the old days, butter was just. There was this big butter scare of the 80s.
Yes.
Where, like, butter was just death.
butter equals death.
Butter was the worst thing you could ever do to anything. And so all these margarines started coming out. And I can't believe it's not butter was like, came out. I was like, ah! Yeah. Like, you're right. It almost tastes like butter.
Marketing geniuses.
And that is a great beer. But but is there any butter to this? Because butter is supposed to be an off flavor.
Yeah. Ooh, good question.
And now they're marketing as, because you're going to put an ingredient flavor on your freaking label. Better be there. I better taste butter.
You want to taste margarine?
Better taste like popcorn.
Yeah. Maybe butter. That's what happened. Maybe they misfermented it and it got that butter flavor.
Yeah, and they're just like, fuck it. Let's call it butter beer.
Butter beer. It's supposed to be this way.
We made it like that, jerk.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Secret beer.
I love gold.
It's still loading. There's bad signal out here.
Is the beer still loading?
I'll give you the Wi-Fi password one day.
Beer loading.
Beer loading.
God, it failed.
And beer failed. Boo. Sound drop. Oops. Fail.
I almost...
Oh, now what's going on here? We've got a secret bottle.
The cover almost slipped off. I almost saw it.
We're playing games here, Jake.
Was I muted? I was silly, muted.
Silly, naked beer. Games.
Oh, no? You're not... There's nothing muted about you, bro. Something else going on.
Just something else.
Let's see if it'll... Let's wait. Yeah, there's no sound.
There's no way I can turn yours down. That's what I'm saying.
Go the old-fashioned way.
All right.
Oh, maybe it is my phone.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hello.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Glad you're here on The Perfect Pour.
Thank you.
Glad to be with you. Enjoying the show. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Now for weather from Stormy. Now,
Stormy. What's going on in the weather?
You going to pour that thing or what?
Oh, I can't pour it unless I hear the music. No. Hear the drop.
It's not going to work.
Boo. Technology.
Yes. Awesome.
So what kind of games are we playing here, Matt? We're pouring a beer that's covered, labels covered.
Obviously, you can see the cap, so you know it's Russian River.
Yeah.
I want you to taste this beer and tell me if you've ever had it. Definitely has that Russian River flavor to it. A little dankiness going on.
I have not had this beer. This tastes like a new beer from Russian River. And if you say it's Pliny, I'm going to kill myself.
It's a new Pliny. Pliny 2.0.
Oh, boy.
This feels like a new, like...
Wait, is this their version of a hazy?
I think so. I think this is...
This is his hazy.
I think this is... This is what they made.
It's more clear than a lager.
This is, Vinny said, like, this is how you're supposed to make a New England IPA, guys.
And it's as clear as a lager.
Right.
You ready for it?
We are ready.
Oh, God.
Matt's going to take one more sip.
Please don't be a Pliny. I'm going to look like a fucking idiot.
It's a Rebel IPA, isn't it? Somebody recapped it.
It's called Dribble Belt.
Whoa. Never heard of that.
What the heck is a Dribble Belt? Aside from being hoppy, tasty, low-gravity session beer,
Aww.
A Dribble Belt is a very important component of the hop-picking machine. The Dribble Belt separate the hop cones from the rest of the plant material, the vine stems and leaves. Multiple conveyors beneath the Dribble Belt collect lightweight hop cones and carry them the labels all messed up through the machine where they are dried.
Now with CBD.
Vine stems and leaves are then transported to become compost. Interesting, the hop picking machine was invented right here in Santa Rosa, California.
In the
1940s.
Good.
So yeah.
I'm surprised
So my friend Gumby, known as Gumby.
Okay.
It's very hard to pronounce names, so just call me Gumby. Bottle? He was up in the Bay Area and he came through town and he asked me if I wanted anything from Russian River. And I was just like, oh, that Dribble Belt, they have it in bottles. Let me try that. He also got me a Blind Pig and he came through and he dropped him off. So I saw this beer and I was like, I don't think Mikey's ever had this beer.
Nope.
And good so call. I thought it
feels special.
I thought it'd be a good beer to make it on the show.
It feels so special.
It's got that Russian River bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That classic shape.
He's probably just going to throw away his whole Pliny shelf now and just put that one bottle up there.
I like that.
Yep, that's it. I'm going to throw all the Pliny bottles out the door.
But now he's just going to take selfies and check in on Untappd and all that stuff.
Yep.
Sorry, this is more important
than
the show.
Look at me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop. Sorry, guys. I got a social media.
Why are you
take over the show.
Right,
take over the show. I'm setting up things.
Great. That's wonderful.
What else? What else?
That's it. Yeah. It's your turn.
Oh, okay. All my stuff, again, are evergreen, and I don't care, so we can save those for next time. All right, we've got... We got some... You can email us.
Oh, boy.
Two different things you can do in email. You can just email us a straight email that we can read and go, yes, we've read this email, and that was great. Or you can send a voicemail via email, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. I want to read some email. Let's see, the Beer and Metal Show. Should I read this on there?
No, he says answer privately.
All right, private. It's very private. Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Nope.
It's private, okay?
Nah, it's just nothing that needs to be read.
No, Nick. It's like super important and private. That's what we get.
Fine. Beer Metal cool. Show is our San Antonio rep.
Whoa.
Breaking news.
If you want San Antonio, if you're going to go to San Antonio, you want some beer information, Beer Metal Show. Let's see. This is an email from Alex Luboff.
Hello.
he sounds amazingly like our drop right there.
I love gold.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. That was back. For that Russian River.
Your, back. Did your tubes finally warm up?
Yeah. Yep, tubes are warmed up, ready to go. Let's hear a little riff, right? All right, I'm good.
Matt's got the iPhone 11 analog with vacuum tubes.
Yep. Out from Alex. Fontana Jim mentioned looking for a get it in the Raleigh-Durham rep on his visit coming up. And while I can't serve as that rep yet, I will be moving there at the end of June. Very exciting for my liver. And while I know
his lover or liver?
liver. Maybe for his lover, too.
My lover.
And while I know some good spots for beer there, having visited the Triangle, yes, that's really a thing, Nick. See, I knew what I was talking about. Several times over the past few years, I'd be interested in apprenticing. I can't talk right now. Under the rep there, if there is one, to get to know the beer scene, because by my count, there's at least 53 breweries in the Triangle and should be plenty to get to know, plus so many more in North Carolina. So once Nick gets his moleskin back and we see if there is one there, I'd love to connect. That's Alex, and he's on Untappd. His it's a long Untappd username. SCHMALEXSCHMUBOFF. There. Hope you're writing that all down. Go friend him on Untappd. Mikey said he added me in the inquiry. I'm not sure if it went through. Okay. If you at me on Untappd and say, hey, give me in the Untappd group, then I've done it. I'm pretty good about that. So, and I think people are overestimating what happens when you're in my Untappd group on Untappd, listener group on Untappd. There's nothing special other than the fact that I can easily see your check-ins. I can go to the Untappd group And then I can, instead of, you know, you usually you look at your feed and it's all your friends checking or people, whoever you're friended on tap, you just see their live feed of people checking in. If you have a group, you can just specifically look at those people in that group. So I can specifically look at the Perfect Pour group and look at what they're checking into. So whenever I happen to be on Untapped and looking at people, that's when I see people checking in. So basically, there's nothing special other than I'm going to see you easier than I would a regular person. That's why I want people to ask me to be in the Untapped group. Nothing super special happens. There's several people who are like, hey, I'm in the group, but nothing's happening. Like, yeah, that's pretty much how it's going. But still, if you're on my friend on Untappd and you're not sure that you're in the group, still at me because I like it. I like just following the Perfect Pour listeners. It's better that way. These lame Untappd people that don't even know what the Perfect Pour is, I don't want to know what they're checking into. I want to know what Perfect Pour listeners are checking into. So, there's that. You don't have a voice. You don't have a voice, man, right? You don't have
not the voice. Clip.
Okay. Just checking. Shh, don't listen to that, people. We're doing stuff on the side. No, I won't. Sorry.
We have Keith down as North Carolina rep.
Okay.
And so I see what I've done. I need to write down their social media handles so we can get in touch with them.
Keith DeBunzo.
Is it DeBunzo?
No, that's not his. That's not his. His social media is Keith Isms.
Is it? Okay.
KEEFISMS. Yeah.
Keith's are North Carolina?
KEEF. Yeah. Or he's Carolina.
So Keefisms is the one you need to get a hold of.
KEEFISMS.
All right.
There you go. That's sorted out. Now that that's sorted out.
Oh, shit. What's it's happening? Low. I hear it.
There it is.
We talk about beer. Tell me your drama.
Man, you don't know the technical difficulties we had. That just it's been hell, sir. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. You can also email us voicemails. You can record something on your phone and send it to us via email. Now, I'm slightly worried that it's going to sound like crap, but let's try it anyway. And this is the first one of those from our always awesome and participating listeners, the Perfect Pour.
What's up, guys? Perfect Pour.
We're driving.
Colin and Janine, we are in Colorado. Duh.
Yeah, we're not in Mexico anymore.
Oh. No, I'm in Mexico now.
Yeah. It's cold.
So, on the point of superheroes for Mikey.
Oh, Mikey, yeah.
Because, I don't know, if anybody's going to pick up on this or not, it'd be cool if they did. But at the end of the day, we just want to appreciate the host of the show. So, we thought this week would be good for Mikey. So, Mikey, I'm sorry, I'm sick for that. I'm really sick. But I would say Mexico for you, I was going to pick Donatello from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The fuck, dude?
Because he likes pizza. Yeah. And he wasn't there any pineapple on that shit. It's terrible. And I was like, no, that's not a very good idea.
But do you really know?
Well, then I thought maybe I would be thank you for the Hulk. Excuse me, because the Hulk does badass, dude. He's fucking strong as shit. He can fucking hold the glue that holds the whole show together. He's badass. He is like never weak until he turns into Bruce Banner, at which point he drops plenty on the ground.
Okay. That's me.
I want to make you Captain America.
Way more Bruce Banner.
Because you are Captain not America. Smart. You're a badass. You're an American. And you make the best podcast in my life. And Captain America, I don't know if you know about him, but
I do.
That's good. He drinks some kind of super soldier juice.
He's got that juice.
Be all tough and strong. And I'm just going to consider that just big old good old IPAs.
So. And I thought you'd be, for mine, I thought you'd be impersonamento. Because you like to impersonate people. And that would be your superhero power. Wow. So like if we need somebody to rob a bank, we'd be like, he might go in there and be like a Guitar Center John. And
then you would not that only Guitar Center John would not rob a bank.
To Guitar Center John, but you would turn in mentally to Guitar Center John, and you'd be like,
"What's the code for the safe?"
And then
I need more deposits up top at the front desk. More deposits up top at the front desk.
It would pan out. So I think you're in.
The code is one.
I'm making
two.
That's my thing. I don't think you're an existing superhero.
Four.
I think you're your own superhero.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we have been drinking tonight.
Oh.
FYI, because you didn't realize.
No, we realized.
And we have gone to Dry Dock, yep. Station 26, and River North. And we're feeling really good, except for Colin.
Yeah, take care of that, Colin.
Yeah.
A little sick. Not bad.
That's a bummer.
But no, dude.
We have had an awesome time here in Colorado. We think you guys should move here to Colorado. Because
sure, what the hell?
But there's no ocean.
It's possible.
I think she made that up. But
you just want us to drink CBD beer.
The good work,
you're landlocked, bro.
Is that it? Are we done? There, Colin. It's only 2 minutes, 50 seconds. I can cough coming down.
God damn.
Hey, dude, cover your mouth.
Wow. I think I got...
We all got sick.
Yeah.
We just all got sick.
Ear sick.
It's messed up, man. Messed up, bro.
Wow, Mikey's got 4 superheroes.
I know. I sound... I'm Bruce Banner when he's not the Hulk and he's not smart. That's what I think.
See that box of rocks? That's what you are.
That's what I figured out. Which is what I would think. It's completely appropriate. All right. Let's listen to some more stuff. Some more show. What? That's not working either?
Over here. Brand new voice to the show for you. You can find me out.
Dear God. All right, Matt. Sorry. What a bunch of shit. I hate technology.
Mexican beer cano. A little play on words there.
Just go ahead and start that one over.
Haze, guys.
Haze, guys.
Audio Alvarado here. Brand new voice to the show for you. You can find me on Untappd at Mexican Beer Cano.
Ah.
A little play on words there because I'm Mexican and Italian. Hey, I'm from the Minnesota area, so I don't know if you guys have any Minnesota reps yet, but I would definitely love to be considered as one. I work at a place that has 72 rotating taps, the third biggest in Minnesota, so see a lot of local and national product coming through.
But you got Pliny, bro?
So some points that I just wanted to talk about. You guys talked about milkshake IPAs last week. They're all the craze right now in Minnesota. A lot of people are pumping out milkshake IPAs. Modest Brewing being one of them. One of my favorite breweries in Minneapolis.
I'm gonna go see them next week.
They just came out with their Strawberry Shook Strawberry Milkshake IPA. Lots of lactose, lots of strawberry, lots of vanilla bean. And I feel like vanilla bean is one of those key ingredients into a milkshake IPA that really make it a milkshake IPA. You got to have that vanilla. Just adds another note of sweetness that really helps that milkshake go by. Omni Brewing also came out with their tropical milkshake IPA that I just picked up. And I've been searching high and low for Junkyard's Shake-O-Matic Peach IPA, and wow. I have yet to find it, but hopefully tomorrow I will pick up some. I really love milkshake IPAs. I love
too.
The flavors that they get out of milkshake IPAs. Moving on to my next point, Haze Not Haze, what you guys talked about last week, the new fad with not hazing your IPAs or just making a normal IPA.
Yes.
Well, yeah, just we had one here in Minnesota as well, from two breweries. One you might have heard of, that being Surly Brewing Company, and the other Fair State Brewing Company came out with their Clarity of Purpose. All the flavors of a hazy IPA but not being hazy. Yeah, it went by pretty, it went flying off the shelves, pretty fast once that hit, a few weeks ago. Which reminds me, question for you guys. Mm-hmm. How do you, if you have heard of Surly Brewing Company, one, what have you had? And two, how do you feel about Surly Brewing Company? In Minnesota, Surly Brewing Company is one of the largest leading craft breweries that pretty much everybody in Minnesota has heard of. I am not a huge fan. I've had everything by Surly Brewing Company. And I keep wanting, you know, I keep getting their new stuff, wanting to like them, but I just can't. I don't like anything by them. Their Furious is not good. Their Hell Lager is gross. Their, you know, their Todd the Axeman is decent at best. Everything by them has just been, has fallen short. So, lastly, I wanted to talk about Colin and Janine's question on Mike's superhero. And I really couldn't come up with anything. So what I came up with was you're the line guy. That's who you are. Your superhero guy is that you're in every single line and you're that guy.
I'm that guy.
So
that's my superhero.
Anyway, that being said, my name's Audie. Love to be considered Audie. As the beer rep, Mexican beer Beericano on Untappd. But till next time, guys, keep up the good work.
We'll do it. Good job, Andrew.
Wow. Did you bring up an old show?
No, Mike, you sent me all these sound clips for the one that we recorded separately. Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I don't have a bottle opener next time. I'm going to see if I can do it with the table. See if I'm a big cool guy.
Oh, great.
I did it!
It's a gusher.
Woo! I opened it with the side of the table. I feel important now. This was... okay, I'm going to need to...
I've been warned about this. I don't know the story, but I've been warned that there was something that you were going to explain.
Right. Okay. Give me a... I need a glass from everyone. You know, Bearded Brewer did a secret beer earlier, so now I'm going to do a secret beer.
This is not how I plan tonight.
This is a homebrewed beer. Friend of the show, Scotty B.
Friend of the show. Oh, great. It's a mead. It's a 25%
This beer
mead.
Made the bottle brighter, so that means it's super hazy.
Yeah, we had our listener just talking about milkshake IPAs. So I will give you that this is a milkshake IPA.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to see if you can guess the special... The special ingredient style that in special the style it might be mixed with.
It's a pepper beer, isn't it?
That's fruit. It's a cider.
Wow, Matt got it.
Really?
Yeah. It's a
hazy cider.
A New England milkshake IPA pineapple apple cider.
Damn.
Brewed by Scotty B.
Yeah,
Scotty B. Chief.
They did a similar thing at work where it's a beer cider hybrid. I guess they're called graphs.
Whoa, we're having a graph.
We're having a graph, a milkshake graph.
But yeah, I mean, you graph totally get PA. The like
a GPA.
Like it almost hurts having your teeth. You get the fruit in there, but
I don't know.
It's not bad.
Because Scotty was like, yeah, the apple's barely there. So I was like...
No, it's definitely more pineapple.
So I was like, well, what am I going to check this in at on tap? Is this a cider or is this an IPA? He's like, it's an IPA, Chief.
Damn it.
So can you guys guess the... He wanted you to guess the ABV. Can you guys give me a... Matt, give me an ABV guess.
6.5.
It is a cider. I'm going to say 7.2.
The closest without going over is Nick. It is an 8.5.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Too much sugar in the fruit kicks up the ABV.
Oh, sometimes.
So there you go. dry, and it's dry, double dry hopped with all mosaic.
Ooh, nice.
All mosaic, all mosaic, all mosaic. All mosaic.
The nose is all apple, but the flavor profile is definitely pineapple.
Yeah, that's what I felt. I would have said the same thing, but you already said it, so I'm going to do it. Speaking of Scotty B.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can.
Not driving.
No. What?
No, I'm at home. I just got done doing a lot of driving, and I'm drinking. And you know what I'm drinking?
What?
I'm drinking the New England Milkshake IPA pineapple cider.
So are we.
Wow.
That I put on the CO2 before I left town on Saturday, and now it's Tuesday. It's pretty much carbonated. I'd like to let it carbonate for one more day before bottling any. But I want to make sure you guys get this, and I want to try to get it to you before you do the next show.
You I'm get telling it, you, Scotty,
but other than the acidity, because it is a cider, so it's going to be kind of acidic, mm-hmm. kind of tart, sour. Mm-hmm. But it's not that tart or sour. I mean, it looks like a New England IPA. It tastes like a good New England milkshake IPA. You can really taste the lactose, because I'm so lactose and tolerant, you know? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to try to get it to you. So maybe you guys will have it, and you'll be able to try it while you're on the show. And I know it's not a technically it's not a beer, but it tastes just like a beer, other than just a little bit extra tart.
Throwing this out.
Tart beers, too. So
technically not a beer. Gone.
Buttload of hops. It's all mosaic, all mosaic. 12 ounces. Double dry hop. 2 dry hopping sessions. 6 ounces each. So 12 ounce total. Mosaic. And you can taste it. It came out a little catty, which I don't usually get from mosaic, but maybe it's because of the pineapple and apple mixed in with the hops. I don't know, but I think it's pretty tasty. Hopefully you enjoy it too. Hopefully I get it to you before the next show.
That'd
so,
fine.
Keep up the great work. And I'm emailing.
Do, keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Scotty B. Thanks for the beer. Personally delivered by the Scotty B. Or I guess it's not a beer. Thanks for the cider. The cider.
It's a graph.
It's a graph. Thanks for the graph, man. I always want to have one.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. We're working.
Whoa.
I'm drinking a little bit because it's kind of loud here.
Ladies.
What's up, guys? This is Loyo and my newly recruited Perfect Pour listener, female industry friend, Danielle Engel.
Oh, hey, friends.
Oh, hey. I heard you shits were talking friends. Fucking shit, you ungrateful shits. That was too many shits, wasn't it?
Way too many. I was like,
well,
that's
you
one
know,
too
I
many
guess that's
shit.
What happens when you start talking shit. So I drop off a box of beer, and all you can think about is the beer that didn't make it in the box.
Yep.
So, you know, I
that's
don't
how
feel
we are.
Quite so bad leaving Fresno as fast as possible because, you know, been there, done that.
It was
I'm
about
a valley
to get
girl.
Hot.
I know what's good,
ooh.
And that's getting out of the valley.
Oh, you think you deserve some extra brutes?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably do.
One of my brutes
you know,
IPA.
A little too new, a little too fresh, a little too. Hot off the press for us to get anything in
that's
the bottle.
That's what we deserve.
Way,
we're media,
it's
damn
coming,
it.
Guys. It's coming. That's what she said.
Yes!
So my name is Danielle. She recently got me started listening to you guys, mostly because I needed to know why she kept saying, I love God! Every time
why
I opened a beer
doing
bottle.
That?
And now, basically, all I listen to is tangents all day. But really, we're calling because we were actually just talking about the final details of our 6th annual Session Fest. Mikey, this is an event we literally put on just for you every
wow,
year.
I
and
wish.
I'm honestly surprised that you have
never
not
showed
up yet.
There's just a stage
Session
with
Fest is happening
a chair,
this year, May 26th.
Chair.
Put it on your calendar. Jack London Square in Oakland. 40 breweries coming, all beers under 5.5%. It's going to be the tits. Not to mention
make
a lot of
tits.
Drinking and debauchery happening as well.
Debauchery.
We'd also like to call for Get It. Yes.
Ooh,
Paul.
Get
ooh.
It.
Or anyone else in the Bay Area if you're out there and
Paul.
You want to come drink with us at the Drake's Beer Trailer because we're going to have the whole trailer there.
May 26th.
Decked out with about
12 beers under about 5.5%.
Next day after Han
Solo. We are going to be getting it at Session Fest at the Drake's Trailer. So come find us. We'll be there 1 to 5 p.m. again on May 26th. It's a Saturday in Jack London Square, so don't miss out. Guys, we will send the brewed IPAs as soon as possible. Or maybe you can just come see us and taste it fresh off the taps yourself. I don't know. What do you think? Does that sound reasonable? I don't know. That sounds good. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys soon. Keep up the good work. Guys.
Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, ladies.
Wow.
May 26th. There you go, Matt. Thank you. Yeah, that's my anniversary weekend.
Here, let me do Mikey's soundboard.
Guys. Yeah, good guys.
Guys.
Guys. Yeah, dang. Thank you. That would be an awesome get it. I hope Paul shows up for that. Saturday, right after the Han Solo movie comes out, then go over there. Session Fest, bro. You'll be totally lucid after the festival.
Yes. 'Cause it's Session Fest. You'll be mildly wasted.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm mildly wasted, dude.
I could totally go for some tots right now.
I could totally carry a conversation right now and stand up. What's this about?
Look at, I'm holding my own beer.
This is crazy. Nobody's asking me to leave yet. Usually I've been asked to leave several times by now. Most beer festivals. I've already knocked over a Port-a-John at this point.
Flipping Port-a-Johns.
This Port-a-John over. Oh, man. Session Fest happening in Oakland.
I am reasonably buzzed.
What's up, guys? It's D. Lang calling from the Mouse House here in Central Florida. Just calling to say, hey, thanks, Chew. You're fill-in-the-blank contest, man. It's a winner. I really appreciate the beer. Man, I was expecting it to be a little bit more juicy, but it wasn't. It was more dank. The Full Thrust from Los Angeles Aleworks. I really appreciate it, man. So, hey, if you guys aren't taking part in Chew's deal on Untappd, the fill-in-the-blank contest is for real.
It's hope real
everybody's doing
deal.
Well, man, out there. And, you know, I'm driving.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, guys.
D-Lang.
Guys. Or Orlando rep, correct?
Yeah. Wow. Is it correct, Nick?
I believe it's correct.
All right. Good. D-Lang, man, calling in. It's a rare call in from D-Lang. That Chew Your Beer, it's no joke. You got to get what Chew Your Beer on Untappd and put some good lines in there, and you'll get, he will send you a beer. He won't mess around. He's not like me.
You're messing around?
Yeah, I mess around. Don't send stuff.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim here. So I'm traveling up here in the Triangle in North Carolina, and I can recommend Little Brother Brewing in Greensboro. Solid little place, decent selection of beers. Not a lot on tap. I was going to say probably 8 or 9 beers on tap. A lot of their collaborations on tap. That was fun. Nice, fun atmosphere. So I did a little research this week, and I have a cool question. I'm going to ask you guys to rank on your own scale from most evil to least evil the big beers. And I'll give you a rundown real quick just for those who,
we're going to talk big beers here.
You've got API, also known as Anheuser-Busch InBev. You've got Molson Coors, owners of the Coors brand that was sold off when ABI bought Miller Coors.
I'm Pete Coors.
You've got Heineken.
Hi, I'm Pete Coors.
You've got Carlsberg. You've got, and then there's a weird question. You got Modelo Constellation brands.
Yeah,
and
Constellation.
I say that's weird because I did a little bit of research, and so ABI owns Constellation brands everywhere in the world except the United States, which means, I guess, if you're in Mexico.
Monopoly, bro.
And you're having a Corona or a Ballast Point, that ends up becoming an ABI beer. So, you know, I guess you guys give your thoughts on that and then give yourself a rundown on the most evil empire in big beer. That's Fontana Jim for this week. And keep up the good work, guys.
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 Who cares?
Who cares?
Constellation Brands is bad. They're like,
they made it happen. I was just
waiting
for you.
Waiting for that. There's a whole thing. And look up the whole thing with the Mexico and them basically stealing the water of a town.
Oh shit!
Where the town's like, we could use water because we like water, and the brewery's like, nah, we need it.
I need this.
I mean, so they're pretty fucking evil people. And then AB InBev, they're not cool either. They, you know, they're do everything uncool about being in beer. They do. They do pay to play. They make fun of beer geeks at the same time. Go like, hey,
we need unity.
That's what Pete Coors has been doing. That same thing. Like, we need to be unity because I'm Pete Coors. At the same time, they fuck over independent breweries. So they're all evil. Like, I always felt like. Coors was the least evil, but then now Pete Coors is going around being Pete Coors, so.
I'm Pete Coors. You talk sons of bitches.
All right, we got a new beer entering the show. All I know is, bro, if you're drinking Goose Island, you're drinking Budweiser beer. If you're drinking Golden Road, you're drinking Budweiser beer. If you're drinking Ballast Point, you're drinking an evil... Modelo Corona represented beer. If you're drinking Lagunitas, you're drinking a Heineken beer. So just remember that. There seems to be lately where people are just kind of forgetting it, which is not good. Or just people just don't know, have no idea. So we got a new beer here donated to the show by the Beer Pope. It's a freshie. Looking out for canned Monterey Street Pale Ale from Central Coast Brewing.
Oh, I love this beer.
I'm the beer father on social medias. This is tasty. Does Nick have one of these down there?
What do I have?
I don't think you do.
I've got all I need, sir.
It's not hazy. Oh, yeah, I don't know, bro. They didn't do any hazing to this, which is weird.
Oh, thank goodness.
We're still doing email voicemails. This is the record-breaking amount of email voicemails this week.
Hey, Perfect Pour. I'm at Dogfish Head. it's the Sky 91, and I'm here at Dogfish Head Brewery in Milton, Delaware.
Nice.
This place is so cool. One of my favorite breweries I've been to now. The place is so huge. We went on an hour-long tour of the whole facility, and it was awesome. They do a free flight when you come in, free tour, and they have so many beers on tap. I just got to try the Port Barrel-Aged Syracusa Nera. It was awesome. So smooth. Just an amazing beer. They have everything on tap here from 60 minute to 120 minute, and a bunch of brewery exclusives.
Cool only vibe going on here too. Beers.
And everything had the mixed media, which they did for Record Day, which I heard you guys celebrated somewhat by checking out some records.
Yes.
Big also, congrats guys. On your 250th episode.
Thank you.
Awesome, guys. And, I'm going to go back to drinking my flight. as always, keep up the good work. And I'm at Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head.
He's dogfishing.
Dogfish heading. I always see the pictures of the Dogfish Head. It looks super cool.
Dang.
Whatever you think of the Dogfish Head guy, I don't know.
Semcagioni.
Yes, Semcagioni. I think he's cool. He had that show, too, for like one season of a beer show, like the Brew Dogs did.
Brew Dogs.
And I don't know what happened. I think it was more of an internet show, a YouTube show, and it was pretty cool. And he'd have like beer geeks from the celebrity world that, you know, that did something else as a celebrity, but they were also beer geeks. Like he had an NBA player on that was a beer geek, and like, so
Johnny Depp.
Is Johnny Depp a beer geek?
No.
I know. But, you know, it was a cool show. I have all these beer shows I really enjoy, and they never do any. They always fizzle out. There's that one show with the guys from Minnesota or Wisconsin brewery.
The tree something.
Yeah, something like that. Where
Double Tree.
Yeah, something. It was a cool show, and that Treehouse. Never happened. The Brew Dogs never came back.
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse.
There's no tree in there at all.
No tree, but there was a Dark Horse.
Katy Perry ruined that one.
And that was the Scotty, by the way.
The Scotty.
The Scotty.
If you need a label for your brewery,
yep,
contact the Scotty.
Hey, Perfect Pour. The Sky 91 again.
The Scotty 91. First two
voicemail show. Even though I recorded that Dogfish Head one like a week and a half ago. Sorry, it's slacking on sending it in. But I wanted to follow up on my trip. I think I said I wanted to hit 13 to 14 breweries. I made it to 9, which I'm still pretty impressed with.
Yes.
But I wanted to give you guys a quick rundown of them that I hit. I made it to Dogfish Head Brewery and Eats, 3875 Brewing, Barley Oak Brewing, Backshore Brewing, Ocean City Brewing, the Big Dogfish Head Brewery, which I called you guys from, Brickwork Brewery and Eats, Iron Hill Brewery and Restaurant, and Cypress Brewing. So in total, 9. With the other new breweries I've been to recently, 139 is my total brewery toll at the moment. So,
wow,
not too bad. But yeah, I went through my Untappd. I counted 59 new beers tried. Did a lot of flights. but in the end, awesome trip. We ended up skipping Philly because we didn't have time. The driving down sucked, but it was really cool overall. I'd recommend Dogfish Head every day. Scotty, we ended up making Philly? It to two wineries, too, for anyone who's big into wine. Nassau Valley and Pizzadilly. But I'll save more on those for the Perfect Uncorking Wine Podcast when Mikey starts that. Yeah, definitely want to go back next year. Check out the Dogfish Head Treehouse and their cool exclusive super tour. But a couple quick follow-ups. Made it over to Backshore's Brewing, as I said. That's the brewery with the VW bus logo. And it's the brewery that I did the label for that I was talking about before. And the label is VW bus themed. So I got to visit them, chat with the brewer, super cool guy. They had 2 Star Wars beers on tap, tried them both, brought crawlers of both home. And they had a real flux capacitor in the tap room.
What?
And flight boards made of skateboards. I mean, the place is just awesome. Right on the ocean. Definitely a big reco for anyone down in Maryland. But yeah, once I finish the label, I had a couple more tweaks to make, and I will send you an image of it once I do. Also, Tap Pour logo, you guys are more than welcome to do anything you want with it. It goes for any art I do for you guys. Choco Tasso shirts, chew. But I'll wrap it up, guys. Next on my radar for beer trips is a return to Heady Tapperland, Vermont. And as always, keep up the good work, guys.
Damn.
Nice.
He could have his own show as much as he's doing.
Choco Tasso t-shirts approved. Top Pour t-shirts approved. Oh, man. We got to open up our whatever that t-shirt site is. We're going to get it going, man.
Teespring.
Gotta get it going. Though nobody's clamoring for t-shirts, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, we'll lose money on anything. We're good at it.
No, but that's the good thing about the Teespring is you don't have to, you know, it's not the thing where you got to buy 50 shirts and then hope people buy them and sell them. It just sits there. And if people buy them, they do and they feed them.
So he was at one brewery that had Volkswagens and Back to the Future, or were those two separate breweries?
There's a lot of breweries going on.
There's a lot going on. But if there's one place that has Volkswagens and Back to the Future all in the same place, I'm there.
You're planning a trip. You're saying, honey, we got to do this.
It's over. I mean, I'm going on a tour.
I mean, either we're going on a tour or it's over. Marriage, it's over. Oh, this guy's getting married. It's over.
It's over.
Now, here's more traditional voicemails.
What up? This is Mr. Jazz up here in Portland, holding it down. It's been a while since I've called in, but I wanted to put you guys onto something, and maybe you guys could talk about it and let me know what your thoughts are. So I took a trip down to Austin, met up with some pretty cool people down there. We had a bottle share. It's pretty tight. I brought some beers from Portland, and it was cool. But, you know, I learned about something. So apparently these cats, they were getting beers from, like, these online, like, Facebook trade groups. Mm-hmm. And apparently some of them were, like, they were, like, bidding groups where they actually had to buy a slot, like, a slot 1 through 10, and they would pay, like, $50 for that slot. And then they would wait for the lottery of, like, some sort of keynote that Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And if they're, you know, the last number in that keynote round hit, and if that number ended in you know, a 10 or a 7 or a 3, whoever had bought that slot would get that beer. But then, in order for them to be able to qualify to even get that beer, they would have to have sold all the slots. And if all the slots weren't sold, they would then try again. But you would lose that money. So essentially, these cats were basically paying hundreds of dollars for a single beer that was, you know, apparently hard to find or whatever. And this one cat was telling me that he had purchased a beer for $2,500 because that's how much, I guess, a slot was costing, like $200 or something like that. And he managed to get a hold of it. So that essentially that beer was like worth $2,500. I'm just like, what the hell? Yep. I've never heard of anything like that. So
that's insane.
I looked it up and sure enough.
Oh, 3 minutes.
Cut out. Stop.
I believe.
No, yeah. No, it cut out before 3 minutes.
I believe what he's describing is called a razzle.
Razzle? Is that what it's called?
I believe so. But yeah, they put up a, you know, a one through whatever. They pick how many contestants. They all have a buy-in price. Usually the ones I've seen locally, they're, you know, everything's under about $10. But yeah, say it's $3 a spot. You can choose one spot. You pick your favorite number. They'll do some sort of lottery, and whoever gets the winning number gets the beer. So yeah, in theory, you are to pay off the original cost of the beer, maybe some shipping if it's not local, but yeah, it could be possible that somebody's charging $200 a spot for a beer, and yeah, if you have enough people competing, $2,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you could actually pay $2,500 out of your pocket?
No, collectively. If there's
it would end up being worth $2,500. But what, you're all bidding on one beer?
So say that there's X amount of people that so 12 people put it, 12 to 13 people put in $200 each.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the $2,500 comes from.
Okay, gotcha.
But only one person of those 12 people would win.
Would win the beer. What happens to all that extra money?
Goes to the person that created the raffle.
Okay. Oh, they're just like, score.
Mm-hmm.
Sucker. I put in all this work. I get some money back.
I've always seen the prices be, you know, if
you know, say the, yeah, say the, say a, like
it's
a
like
four,
buying a Super Bowl
say,
square.
Say they're giving away a four pack. Oh my God. Say they're giving away a four pack and, you know, everybody did, you know, $3 each and it was 12 people. That'd be $36. That would cover the four pack plus shipping. Okay. That would be the more realistic ways. Mm-hmm. You paid normal price in, you know, essentially you were paying normal price, but your buy-in was $3 or something like that.
Okay. Gotcha. Wow. Something new. Learned something new here on the Perfect Pour. What do you know? What do you know?
Good morning, guys.
What do you know?
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Another early morning landline.
Landline. Yes.
From the brewery. Love the landline calls.
Hey, remember a while back? When
nope.
we were discussing the
probably not.
Haze craze, and you were saying something like, well, when Sierra finally makes a hazy beer, then it's official. Well, Sierra's making their hazy beer, and you know it's in an official style at GABF and all that. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the comments you made was that Russian River will never do it. Well, I walked into Beer Craft yesterday, and up on the board, lo and behold, is a beer called CPJ-90, a hazy IPA from Russian River.
Whoa.
I had to try it.
Whoa.
I wasn't expecting that much, but I have to say it was superb.
Oh.
Absolutely amazing. Heads and tails above, in a world that is just muddled with crazy hazy beers, heads and tails above the rest. Everything I would want out of that particular style. Not too hazy or juicy, just a perfectly done beer. So, Vinny's back in the game, man. All right, that's all I wanted to say. Cheers. Keep up the good work.
Cheers.
Guys. Bye.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Paul.
So now what, Mikey?
Call. Man, it's in. Russia River's done it. Sierra Nevada puts it in grocery stores. I bought a six pack of it this week from Sierra Nevada in the grocery store.
Hazy little thing.
Hazy little thing. It's just now it's just in there as a you know, if I need a 12-ounce beer night, it's there.
Oh boy.
Cause I'm discovering that I need to have options. I don't know what's gonna happen from night to night. One night I might just need one 12-ounce beer. One night, another night, I might need a 16-ounce IPA and a 12-ounce pail. Another night, I might need a full bomber of a triple IPA. Every night's different. So you need to have those options in there. Wow. And that's why I have the hazy little thing six-pack in there, because it's like $8.
It's your hazy
and I can
fix.
Just, like, it's there just in case something happens. It's there. But yeah, it's on. It's officially.
Oh boy. Well, no, officially it's when you have to call a beer. Hey, this is clear. Hey, you can see through this IPA.
What's going on? What did I do wrong? I can see through this.
That's when it's real.
It's real, man. It's real. Sorry, Nick.
Hey guys! Can you hear me?
Scotty B! He's back!
You might have noticed this, but I didn't leave a voicemail for you on last week's show.
Oh,
we didn't even notice.
And I always feel bad when I forget to leave a voicemail, but I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of busy. Stuff going on, doing
things.
I'm busy,
really.
I don't know. There's really no excuse. How long does it take to leave a voicemail, after all? 3 minutes tops, right? So, you know, wait for the intro, and you know what I mean. It's about 3 minutes. That's not that much time to ask.
It's not.
So, I'm going to do my best to always leave a voicemail. But you know what? I remember, on last week's show, you did mention the Champagne Brute IPA thing. And you had a show about it before where it was mentioned as well. And it got me to thinking, I shaved this morning, and you know what my shaving cream had on it?
What?
B-R-U-T. So, I'm thinking, man, do I really want to drink a beer that named after my shaving cream, which also got me to thinking, a beer that has no dextrins in it, no body whatsoever, it's completely fermented out like a cider, and you're going to make a hoppy beer with that, it's probably going to taste pretty soapy. It's, you know, hops kind of need a little something to balance them out, you know? If it's nothing but hops, and I don't know, it's bone dry. I don't know, I'm a little skeptical, but I'll give it a try. But I'll tell you one thing. If this is an attempt to teach HCIPAs, it's not a really smart move, because why would you do the exact opposite if you want to be as popular as something that's popular? I don't know. There's a reason why it's popular. It's because it tastes good. Because people like the way it tastes. They like that easy drinking, juicy mouthfeel.
Like the way you look.
And they like how hoppy it is.
You're going to like it.
I think if you have a bone dry beer and you try to hop it as much as a New England IPA, I don't think it's going to work so well. But I don't know.
Not anymore.
I'll give it a shot.
Damn.
Tell me where I can find one, guys. I want to try a Brit. I'll go, oh, Brit. You Brit.
But I want Scotty B to make me
knock me off my feet.
Yeah.
Gave me the vapors.
My socks are out.
Anyway, probably up more I wanted to say, but can't think of it. Keep up the great work. Come on,
Scotty B. Thanks, man. But I'm looking forward to our Drakes from Drakes. All those other Drake's beers in there, they're crap.
They're crap.
Wait for my brew.
Perfect Bar.
Hey, it's Chef.
It's Chef.
I can tell it's Chef already.
It's a Chicago beer rep here, it's calling from, of course, Chicago IL. And I just wanted to say, guys, how we doing?
Wanted how you
to call
doing?
In with a little good culture chef. Report.
Oops.
From Chef here, okay. From Chicago IL. Yeah, I already said that.
Chicago, so, the capital of bio beer.
Coming up on the 18th. Very exciting time in Chicago because it's Chicago Craft Beer Week. The 18th to the 25th.
Ooh,
there's hundreds of events all over Chicago. It's a big city. And
I've heard.
They've even got their own app. Yeah. If you search ICBG, not like CBGBs, but like ICBG.
Wow.
You
second
search that.
CBGB.
That's the Craft Beer Guild, Craft Brewers Guild, pardon me. And they've got an app where you can just kind of search the events, where the events are, and what day is having what. It's pretty nice. And I'm going to one of those events next Friday. That's
get it.
Coming up here. That's on the 18th. That's going to be a huge beer festival. Guys, get this. It's a beer festival in a greenhouse.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to be
it's
warm.
It's called Beer Under Glass. They have 100 breweries from the best breweries in Illinois, but just even people out of state. They've got great breweries from Indiana, Michigan. There's 100 of them, and they're going to be in this Garfield Park Conservatory. It's just a huge greenhouse full of nature, and it's all about trying to get people involved in nature.
Yes.
And there's going to be just a huge beer fest in it, and I can't wait. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to try all of the beers. And let's see, before I go,
well done.
Well done.
That, but I just wanted to mention answer Colin Janine's question about the superhero identities, because Colin Janine are the best. They're the best. And wanted to say that Matt and Nick, I couldn't think of a superhero guy for you guys.
That makes sense.
I think they'd be a good like wrestling tag team. I think they'd be the Volkswagen Bros. Yeah, and they just come out and like, they hit guys with like auto parts and like and then
you can't have that in the ring.
My superhero identity would be Candlebox Man.
Oh, yeah.
What he does,
yes.
Guys, he just goes to parties.
Uh huh.
He just crashes the party and
yes.
then he just plays Candlebox.
Yes,
I'm that guy already.
Yeah. With this cassette,
he plays Candlebox and he leaves. That's his superhero power.
Yeah,
I'm running out of time.
Candlebox,
but you gotta keep on.
You got the rest of this message.
Keep it
but,
on.
If you did, keep up the good work, and thanks. It's been educational.
Oh,
bye.
Has it?
Chef.
No.
Oh, Candlebox guy. I
yeah.
like this. Play some, now maybe, didn't mean to treat you bad,
oh, so
yeah, but I did it anyway.
Did it anyway.
So I think you should, that's your superpower. You sound waves
paper
of Candlebox.
Like, whoa. What's going on? Especially people that not in my generation are like, what the hell is he singing? This is a new beer to the show. Brewery West, San Pedro in the LA, Los Angeles area, donated to the show by Chew Your Beer.
Chew Your Beer.
Hey, gotta have that Brewery West.
Is Candlebox the new rat?
Yep. Candlebox, a new rat.
Nice.
This one is, it's got, on the label, it's got a fox with all its parts shaped. Like somebody took a saw and sawed it in half, and you see the innards of the fox.
Very Garbage Pail Kid.
Like they're dissecting a fox or something.
The fox rocks.
So that's what we got, the new and ours, as we're still in the voicemail.
Hey, guys. Lumber Jose. Been MIA.
Lumber Jose.
I had surgery.
Porchshrinking.com.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Get to the main topic, the main event, the main bout, the main card. Is your local salad bar lacking? Is it? Well, have no fear. Crano is here. He's the human Crazen dispenser. Call for his powers by saying, "Hey guys, I'm Crazen." And he shows up and
sprinkles
Crazens all over your salad.
Fuck Crazens.
Perfect. Mikey, you're a great guy. That's all.
Shows up when needed.
Mikey, you're a great guy. Keep up the great work.
Wow.
Thank you.
Why just you?
Thank you. I'm Crazens.
What did
bro.
We do?
Crazens suck ass.
Yep. Our salad bar is currently Crazens.
By the way, the salad bar at Popolo's, it's all Crazens now. I haven't seen Raisins for quite some time. They finally just like, screw it. All Crazens.
All Crazens.
The Whole Foods salad bar has Raisins.
Yeah. But the Jack's Urban Eats, Crazens.
Is it Crazens?
Yep. Crazens. It's annoying. It's tough. Tough racket. We're the fucking raisin capital. You don't have fucking raisins? The Jesus Christ. Son of a bitch. If any place should have raisins.
Hey, guys. It's Florida Steve.
Yes.
What a unusual, strange couple of weeks. But...
Whoops.
That's awesome.
I did it.
Thanks.
It was not me. That was not anything. It just, that was 11 seconds.
His week is going to continue to be strange.
Yeah.
Florida Steve right into that one. Is having a strange week, guys. Oh, man. The final voicemail of the week.
We're at the perfect porch. You can be here.
Beer.
A couple things, Mikey, your superpowers, you turn beer. Anything
into water.
IPAs, Holmes.
Into
and your
soda.
Kryptonite is saisons, eh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You lose your powers, eh? And,
I can't do anything.
Coolness. Well, you don't even have any coolness.
I'm normal.
You're normal again. You're so cool. I'm going to call you a culo. Orale. Other than that, Holmes, I just want to say, Nick, you went to Disneyland, Holmes.
See.
Si. Did you try the chimichanga? What's the word? Did you try it? I hope you did. I hope you talk about it, Holmes. Also, I don't know. Maybe you guys can get Zach so he can talk a little bit about his brewery. I know it's like that jinx stuff, but the people want to know, Holmes. Chewy Beer wants to know. Also, obviously, you receive my beer. Drink it fresh, please. Holmes, a lot of that stuff drops off quick. Just a quick thing about McLeod's. It won the World Cup silver. For a lager, light lager.
Oh, shit.
It won in San Diego International Beer Fest. It won silver. And the London Lager, the one you had, also won bronze, Holmes. McLeod, Holmes, doing it big. Enjoy the beers. Other than that, I wish I could come up with better superpowers, but, you know, I fucking forgot, Holmes. I'm
ready to come.
It's like Wednesday.
Go smoke 9 some
o'clock,
Holmes. Meat.
So... Just want to say, appreciate you guys. Drink the beers. You have to watch out. Peace out,
You have to watch out.
Peace out, Chew.
Eggs and waffles.
Eggs and waffles. Thank you, Chew. Your beer. And thank you, everyone, for the robust voicemail segment this week.
Me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
No, I don't have that one.
559-492-0542 is the Dorktown Network voicemail line, or you can email us perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com.
I have that one.
Oh, damn it. Wasted it.
Wasted.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beer.
Oh, there's beers. Lots of beers get released every week. Every week there's new beers that get released. And we look out for them, for you and for ourselves. What are you looking out for, Matt?
Just two beers. From 21st Amendment, they're releasing in cans their Watermelon Funk. I have yet to find a watermelon beer that I like.
But so, you're still looking out for it.
So maybe if it's a funk, maybe I'll like maybe it more.
The funk will make it likable.
So I will be willing to try that, see what it's all about. And then Omnigang is new to the canning realm.
Okay.
So they
are famous for their beers about Game of Thrones. Yep. Beers.
So they have a beer called Neon Rainbows. So I want to know what a neon rainbow tastes like. It's an IPA. So
sounds looking interesting. Out for it. Is it a Skittles beer?
I don't know.
No. Scotty B makes Skittles beer.
I'm surprised we didn't have that today. Scotty B.
Come on, Scotty B.
So those are my looking out for us. What about all you, right, Mikey?
Just a couple things. Don't want to take too much time. But Made West and Pizza Port. Made West from Arizona and Pete Sport from San Diego. They did a collab beer called Hazy Lines, a double IPA. I'd like to try that. I guess it's possible since we're a Pete Sport town. Maybe we could get that. Because Made West is the one brewer I wanted to go to when I was in Phoenix last time and didn't get to make it out to. So. Magnify Brewing from New Jersey, Fairfield, New Jersey, to be exact. I've always wanted to have a Magnify beer, and I don't think we ever have yet. And they also come in as the beer name of the week for me, Cryomia River.
Little Justin Timberlake reference, yeah. There.
Cryomia River. It's an Imperial IPA percent. So that's all I care. That's because it's a cool name. Fun. Nice. It's a fun beer pun name.
Punny.
Cryomia River. And, of course, I think we mentioned it earlier, or maybe it was on the tailgate we mentioned it, but The Alchemist is hitting San Diego and Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all the big three that The Alchemist carries is of course, Crusher, Focal Banger, and the famous and infamous Heady Topper.
Heady Topper.
So they're getting it all down there in the SoCal. All the good bottle shops are getting all those. So
yep, that shop just outside Disneyland Provisions, they checked in having all three. Oh,
they got all three.
So if you're in Orange/Anaheim area.
There you go. All our San Diego and LA listeners.
It's probably gone by now.
But our number two and three markets. Going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy, people.
Enjoy.
What are you looking out for, Nick?
There's a brewery called Grimm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Double Negative Imperial Stout. Please and thank you.
Mm.
Looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
That's it? That's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, here's the looking out for beer, and we got it right in front of us. Less than 12 parsecs IPA from Tioga Sequoia Brewing. And gee, is it referencing Star Wars? Is it referencing Han Solo? I think it is. What kind of, what style is this?
West Coast IPA, unfiltered.
With haze.
With guava.
No, that was close.
And this is an exclusive beer. This is not released to the public yet, right?
We're the
Nick and I are the first public people to have this.
Maybe. No, well, Mike Cruz, he just posted.
He's
about
not public.
It
he's industry.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about regular
we
general
don't get
public.
Paid to drink beer.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, I sorry I didn't listen to your technicality.
So we are the first non-industry people.
This is to a be guava bomb. This.
Oh, I'm. It is I definitely a guava bomb.
Oh my god!
This is a guava IPA. You wow. think Han Solo is down with guava? Is that what you're saying?
I picture him as a lager fellow?
Lager guy?
Maybe he'll say it's out of this universe.
Wow. But like from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like far, far, far away.
Far away. In a land of scrolling text.
Okay, thanks for your opinion.
That means he doesn't like hazy beers.
Oh, okay.
That's Chewy's. Like
Chewy yeah. can't wipe them off the table. It's a hologram.
All I know is there's gonna be like a Instagram story about 1 o'clock in the morning where Mikey's putting that can on the shelf behind him. Like, show beers.
All you people that are up at 1 in the morning, here yeah. you go. Here's your Instagram story. I like this though. I like how it's different. It's not just like, here's another straight hazy beer. There's some guava in there. It makes it interesting.
But yeah. it's so clear.
Dick, well, it's a West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I what?
Huh? I forgot what those are.
One day Monday, 2 day Tuesday, Wednesday what day? No, Thursday.
Oh, thank you for bringing these.
You're welcome.
More exclusives. I only want exclusives.
Yeah.
Flying Ooh. By the seat of Ow. Our pants.
Hiya.
Technical difficulties, Boom. But we're rocking on.
Booyah.
When is that available, by the way, Matt? The
Saturday. The 19th?
Yes. All right. This Saturday, it's available all mm-hmm. week as we prep for the HOD, the Solo, a Star Wars story. Make sure to listen to Get Off My Podcast. For more in-depth Han Solo stuff out of the same studio wow. that we're sitting in right now.
Does
plug it up.
Does the fact that they hired acting coach for
that
the guy?
Was something from like 2 years ago. Don't worry. Everybody hires an acting coach. It's no big deal.
For some kid that looks the part?
All I know is you at all? All I know is Harrison Ford signed off on it and said he did a good job.
In the style of Christopher Walken.
Like loved his choices he made.
Did he sign off as he was walking to the bank with his fat check? Yeah,
I don't think Harrison Ford is getting any money from this. I don't think so. From to my knowledge,
but they used his likeness or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I'm sure Disney secured that one long ago.
Yeah. It's Disney, man. What are you gonna get away with? I'm pretty sure Sean Connery doesn't get money when a new James Bond movie comes out.
He probably does.
Maybe he does. I don't know. So, Bink got triggered in the past week. Matt, last week I made fun of you for not checking into anything. Did you check into anything this week?
Just, I didn't check into everything that I had, but I did check into a few things just to be like, hey, Mikey, look, I listen.
Bearded Brewery, 87.
Just like I listened to your other podcast and you referenced me on there.
Damn it. I didn't think you were listening to that.
And I responded to you on Twitter. You didn't say anything.
So. I'm pretty sure I did. No, I replied to that.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I did.
Okay. Wow. I had a bottle of Blind Pig, also donated to me by my friend Gumby. Wonderful person. I was at Popolo's yesterday.
The Popolo's.
Their IPA handle of choice was just outstanding. Solid beer. I kind of got to pre-sample the Central Coast beer. So I had the Juice Almighty, which is super East Coast all the way. And I had their Monterey Street Pale, so it killed both of those. I did get to drink most of a Killwood from Full Circle. I'm looking forward to getting another one of those and drinking it when I'm not halfway falling asleep on the sofa.
Fig Tree has them right now still. Today, I checked them.
Yeah.
Today.
And then we were doing a little bit of a bottle share at Tap and Cellar the other night. And, last night, I should say. Or no, today's Friday. So, yeah.
I went to the
other night Tap and on Cellar, Tuesday.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we made a little North No.
Yeah. Did you feel bad about
No-ho.
Going to a place that wasn't Spokeasy and like, were you worried the Spokeasy people would see you at Tap and Cellar and be like, hey, why are you there and not here?
That was on a Tuesday, so it didn't matter. But someone brought out a noble. I think it was Rigo. He brought out Reuben Escapades.
Well, I can bottle share at Tap and Cellar?
Yeah. I recommend drinking beer and paying for it there. But yeah, they'll allow you to.
It's kind of their business model.
Kind of thing. But they don't want just random people doing bottle shares and never buying beer from the place.
How many glasses you want?
This is fine. Hey, right?
Could you get us some glasses? Okay. For your beer that you brought in here? Mm. Yeah. That's cool. Thanks, bro.
Then some person opened a Treugs. Impending Descent.
Whoa.
It was a barrel aged with vanilla beans stout. It was pretty phenomenal. Yes. From Modern Times, we had a Neverwhere, which was a Brett fermented ale, and it wasn't sour, which was kind of interesting, but it was definitely funky. There was a Canyon beer that got opened.
What?
I didn't care for it.
Oh.
I didn't care for it. It had raspberries in there, but the best way I could describe it is you spray Windex on ants, and that's what it smelled like.
Wow.
Obviously, I'm still alive, so it did not make me sick. But
ants.
Windex. If you've ever sprayed Windex and ants, that's what it smelled like. And then I brought out Rind Me Up. So a libertine beer.
No drinking?
Don't never stop.
So those were some things I've been caught drinking.
All right. It's great, guys. It's a great week. Full of technical difficulties and full of craziness and full of beer geeking. We've enjoyed ourselves. I hope we've all enjoyed ourselves. Do we want to sneak in one more beer before we get out of here? Before we do.
Cheers. Do what?
What?
Is loud.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we'll give it some cheese.
I've been waiting 2 weeks to hear what Matt has to cheer. Who is getting cheers from Matt?
Just cheers out to everybody.
Oh, all the people. Yes. Yes. So satisfying. I've been waiting for that.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. Nice. You get that. All the people. World peace is what Matt is hoping for.
Everybody.
World peace.
Everybody get cheers. Everybody's cool. Kim Jong-il, even. He's just like, hey, man, cheers.
You know, let's just like not go too far with that.
All right. I won't. I'll try not to. So Pete Coors, you gonna give a cheers to Pete Coors?
Pete Coors.
Pete Coors. Hey, man.
Hey,
hey, Matt. How about a cheers?
How about you cheers me?
I'm at my helicopter right now, man. We gotta get some unity going on here.
Can you at cheers
Pete,
me?
Pete Coors. At can Pete you at Coors, me, bro?
Cheers.
You think Pete Coors has an Instagram account?
Yeah.
It's all, it's all. Rocky Mountains.
At Pete Coors Rocky Mountains underscore Big Beer.
Underscore Big Beer. Whisper.
Whisper.
Parentheses whispering.
Underscore
Big Beer.
Lager.
Lager. Oh, underscore lagers. Lagers all day, bro.
Silver bullets.
Lagers all day. So everybody gets a cheers from Matt. Who is getting a cheers from Nick?
Lagaday.
Lagaday. It's Lagaday.
Cheers, USA Mariano. Mm-hmm. Cheers, mm-hmm. The Wrench. Cheers, Miss Danielle. Cheers, Spence Dog.
Spence Dog.
And cheers.
May West?
To May West. Tattle Doodle.
Tattle Doodle.
Tattle Doodle.
Are you saying words? Or?
I'm having a stroke.
Tattle Doodle.
Damn it. I must write clearly.
That's an app for second graders to learn addition and subtraction.
Subscription.
Subscription.
Ah, subscription.
We're in the hour two, hour three.
Kiss my piss.
I think we're technically in hour three.
Tits my
kiss
piss.
My piss.
And I did a dance.
Just did a dance. Kiss my piss. Was that the season finale, or there's next week's the season finale?
No, that was it.
Damn
I
it.
Believe.
Hate it. Damn it. No more Silicon Valley.
We've got to wait a whole nother year.
Boo! Is all the cheers, Nick?
I guess so, because I cannot read what I wrote
down.
Boo!
Boo! I'll keep working on it.
I'll work on it.
Cheers to the golden gods. The golden gods, they donate money to the show every month. They're like, I've got $5 and or more monies to give these guys. I'll do it. They're cool. And we say thank you. Patreon, it's a great website. It's a go-to website if you're a creative and you'd like maybe you're the fans of what you do to give you money for what you do. And it's a cool website for that. And all the golden gods of the perfect poor via Patreon, they give us $5 or more every month. And we give them a little bit of extra content as a reward for doing that for us. So we appreciate all you guys, all you golden gods, all people can do it. So go to patreon.com/perfectbar if you're like, oh, maybe I'm interested in that. Maybe you should. You should hear the things that go on during the tailgate.
Oh, my me. God.
Me plugging in various cables to see that they don't work. It's exciting stuff to listen to. You're going to want to get in on that. You want to get it in. And also, there's a Facebook group, The Porum. Oh, man. You get to be in The Porum.
The Porum.
The Porum. It's fun. So thank you, guys. We really appreciate the Golden Gods and big high cheer. High cheer.
High cheer.
Give a high cheer.
Hi-ya.
High cheer. You hear the high cheers? High cheer. You got to put your arm way up above your head. And you
just
go,
don't
cheers.
Drop your Pliny.
No, don't do that. Only idiots do that. Also, cheers to the Beer Popa. He made a big donation to the show this week via the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden. So thank you, the Beer Pope. We're getting to the more of those beers as we can. Cheers to Tom Kelty. Tom Kelty also did it. We got a package from Tom Kelty this week out of Tulsa, outside of Tulsa. So thanks, Tom. I spent a little time there when I was a kid, downtown Tulsa. There's an ice skating rink in Tulsa. You wouldn't think ice skating rink. Downtown Tulsa doesn't sound right.
That does not sound right.
But it was there.
That sounds rather warm.
I skated in downtown Tulsa. Also, to Al Green,
on tap. It's me underscore Al Green. And to beer me 559, that's Martin. And also on Untapped, aka Joanne. Thank you guys. Thank you. Cheers to everyone. Cheers to everyone that shares this show, subscribes. Share and subscribe the show. These are the best things you can do for us. Talk about the show amongst people and make them subscribe to the show. This helps us out a lot. And we appreciate it. Appreciate all the things you do for us. Can you pick out your favorite beer, Nick, this
Raspberry.
Week?
Raspberry.
Oh, I knew it. The Stout, the Bottle Logic.
Jam the Raider.
Matt, can you pick out a beer?
Triple Belt.
Ooh, I have to agree with that as well. Triple Belt. But I don't know. I kind of like this
Cart Star Wars was beer. Not bad.
A lot of good beer. Thank you, guys. Perfect for Pod on social media. And keep up the good work. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
Check them.
Woo!
Go home.